Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome Tom Mowdley, author of Vectors, Heroes, Villains, and Heartbreak on the Bridge of the U.S. Navy. Tom and I were companions for many years. He listened to me, and I met him finally. He was the acting Secretary of the Navy at the time, and I learned that this vast apparatus has people in it who have great senses of humor, and that's Tom. So I welcome you, Tom, to tell a story that is sort of funny, but is illustrative of your recommendation, an American thinker. Don't create Doge. That's the recommendation. Do not do it. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, don't do Doge. And why? The anecdote is you walking in the green zone in Baghdad in 2006. You come around a corner, and I picture this photograph of a U.S. government official. What did you see then, Tom, and what did it tell you about in the middle of a war, how the U.S. government works? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and thanks for having me back again. I appreciate it. Yeah, the story I start out the article with is about my time when I was working in the Green Zone, actually across Iraq, trying to help establish some stability with the businesses that have been sort of been decimated through the war, but also through the state-run economy that Saddam Hussein had run there in Iraq for so many years. And in the Green Zone, there was a palace where which had been taken over essentially by initially the CPA, and then it became the embassy building, initial embassy building for the United States there. And I remember walking through these ornate corridors of this building, and it's obviously very strange to be walking through those corridors knowing that Saddam Hussein used to do the same with all his henchmen. And I was walking down the hall, and I see this photograph of a U.S. State Department official, and above the picture was a placard that said, "Welcome to U.S. Embassy Baghdad, our new diverse State Department diversity officer." And at that particular time in 2006, the war was not going well. We were losing soldiers and Marines and other folks that were involved in the reconstruction effort at the time on a daily basis. It was quite dire at the time, and I just was struck by the irony of that, just what was going on in the Green Zone compared to what was going outside the Green Zone. And I thought to myself at the moment that we may or may not be successful at winning this war or bringing democracy to this country, but we will be in no doubt successful at planting some of the elements of our bureaucracy in Washington right here in Baghdad. And to me, that was just emblematic of this concept of creating another government agency, or what we do when we create government agencies, and what comes with that. It's not quite as simple as saying we're going to have a department of something. There are laws and regulations that mandate how you go about doing that, and it's something I think that's antithetical to trying to do what I believe Elon and Vivek are trying to do, which is a very rapid, quick cut at the waste and inefficiencies in our government to try and do something about it quickly. And so that's why I'm advising them not to do that. And in the course of the article, I talk about the big rocks, which I think are more like boulders.
Yes, let's go to those. Yeah. The big rock number one, the one that I got stuck on this one, Tom. Mm-hmm. The civil service and the senior executive service. You can't fire people, correct? It can't be done.
It can be done, but it is very difficult. And in fact, it is so difficult that most people don't do it. And so it's much easier not to do it, to simply move people to other jobs, other positions, or just ignore and allow the inefficiencies to continue. It is just a very, very difficult process. And I remember in the Navy, we were looking at trying to cut people out of the the headquarters, the secretariat level of the Navy, we knew that those people were just going to have to get moved to somewhere else in the Navy. So you could say, oh, we cut X number of bodies, but those bodies really had to be offered jobs in other parts of the department. And so you really were net not losing anything with respect to cost.
And then not rational, the budgeting process. That means that the money is allocated, what, well ahead, and it has to go somewhere? What is it like to take on the budget?
Well, it's not rational from a business perspective. It's rational from the perspective that what it is essentially a bunch of people with different interests trying to come together and determine how to divide up pieces of a pie. And that's what happens, and it starts a couple years in advance. And oftentimes, when you go into that cycle, no one who has a budget responsibility for an office or a department or an agency, no one looks at that number that they're given and says to themselves, how do I not do something that I did last year? It's about how do I keep doing what I was doing and then add more to it? So there's no incentive to look the other way and to cut. And that process just perpetuates itself.
And entitlements, that's the big one. That takes almost all the money. There's very little left over after that. Can it be taken on?
Well, I think it's politically fraught to take it on. I think the approach there that I believe that Vivek and Elon are going to take is that there's a lot of inefficiencies in those entitlements. But if you say you're going to cut entitlements, that's going to create a firestorm in the Congress, in the population. You're going to have to be able to explain very clearly that benefits aren't going to get cut, but the inefficiencies in delivering those benefits is what they're going after. And that is, I think, possible and achievable. But sometimes rationality like that is not what plays in the political sphere. And so they have to be very, very careful about that. And so I told them to tread lightly because there's a congressional election in 2 years from now, and the president could lose his majority. The Republicans could lose their majority in the House on an issue like that.
Turnover. Is there turnover? Really?
There's turnover at the senior levels, at the senior most levels. I can tell you, I left as acting secretary of the Navy in the spring of 2020, and there have been six people in that job since I left. So the continuity that I'm talking about in my article is with respect to the very, very senior positions. And so it's difficult, particularly I think about it from the defense perspective. You have career military officers who get promoted through the ranks, and you can have someone who reaches the position of chief of naval operations or commandant of the Marine Corps, and they could end up having three different bosses from three different administrations, all who have different ideas about what they should be doing. And so it makes it very, very difficult to establish any level of continuity, particularly when you're talking about the amount of senior level engagement that's required to drive broad transformational change. And so that's why you don't see a lot of it.
And that would take years. You note that you've got to stay there for years in order to get this achieved. Now, the big one, this is not just a rock, this is a mountain, Congress. Does Congress want to change, Tom?
Well, I don't know. I think that they would like to be able to make the government more efficient. I think they would like to be able to deliver more services in a more efficient way to the taxpayers. But I don't know that they have an appetite for government getting smaller, frankly. I'm not sure that that's something that is at the front of their minds. Every single dollar that's spent in the federal budget is spent in somebody's congressional district. And so there's constant horse trading about sustainment of programs and back scratching to sustain certain programs to gain support for other programs. So I think it's going to be very, very difficult unless you have a movement in Congress with significant right. senior level leadership that's driving it. It's going to be very difficult to get them on board on a lot of these things.
Thomas B. Modley, the book is Vectors, Heroes, Villains, and Heartbreak on the Bridge of the U.S. Navy. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.